My conversation with Senate Ag Chairman John Bozeman about the Farm Bill. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. Now that the House has passed the Farm Bill, the pressure now shifts to the Senate and whether they can finally get this long-delayed legislation across the finish line. I was in Washington, D.C. recently and had the chance to speak with Senate Ag Chairman John Bozeman. I asked him what message he had for farmers who feel like they've been let down by lawmakers in Congress who have been unable to pass a new farm bill since 2018.
Well, the message I would have is that reconciliation, the big beautiful bill, we increased farm bill spending, some of it for 7 years, to the tune of $68 billion. It's the biggest investment in history regarding an increase in the farm bill. And they're going to see that in October. That's when it'll pay out, you know, because it will from the last crop.
Bozeman continued to point to last year's One Big Beautiful Bill Act and said 85% of what was in the 2018 Farm Bill has already been addressed.
On the research side, doubled that. $50 billion increase in the risk management tools and tremendous increase in conservation. I mean, these are the things I spent 2 years running around America asking producers what they wanted. That's what they wanted. So we've gotten that for them. Like I said, we need to finish this up, and we will get it finished up.
He also addressed the challenges in getting the 60 votes needed in the Senate to pass the current farm bill.
So we have the opportunity to lose some Republicans and a few, and we have the opportunity to lose a bunch of Democrats. We've got to get probably 9, 10 or more to vote with us. So what I'd like to do is take the things that we feel like, you know, there's support on both sides, maximize our time building a coalition with those things, and then get them passed.
Aside from the farm bill, Bozeman stressed the need for another round of bridge payments to America's farmers.
And I'd like to see us provide $15, $17 billion at least, you know, in a bridge payment.
Hear more of my conversation with Senate Ag Chairman John Bozeman about the farm bill at MichiganAgToday.com.
We know the hard work you put in every day to provide the food and crops that sustain us all. At Greenstone, we provide tailored lending solutions and financial tools to help you maintain a successful farming operation year-round, from season to season. Greenstone Farm Credit Services has been supporting farmers for over a century with the secure capital and market knowledge you can count on. With locations throughout Michigan and Northeast Wisconsin, we're here to help. Visit GreenstoneFCS.com to learn more.
No reserve and all online. If you need equipment, it's the only way. Purple Wave Auction is selling Fox Contractors Fleet May 21st, a 2020 Peterbilt sewer jet, a Cat D6N dozer, skid steers, and so much more. Fox has been maintaining iron across Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio since 1948. That reputation shows up in the equipment. See it yourself online at purplewave.com. Free to register, easy to bid. Purple Wave Auction, the easiest way to buy equipment.
Hi, I'm Darcy Lipsky from Sanilac County, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
Clouds will be increasing here today as we watch a system come out of the upper Midwest. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. Let's take a look at that Michigan farm forecast. Scattered showers developing first in western parts of the UP. Once we get into midday and afternoon, rain showers will be starting to move through the rest of the state. That will continue on through the overnight tonight. By the time we get to sunrise tomorrow morning, I think moisture's done. Clouds will take their own sweet time getting out as we have wraparound backside moisture coming down from the north. That's also going to be in a cool air mass. So for today and tonight, I'm going to say quarter to three-quarter inch rain totals over about 90% of Michigan. And then tomorrow, clouds gradually giving way to sunshine, but it is chilly. Thursday turns out milder with a mix of clouds and sunshine again. Good dry down, good evaporation. That lasts for about one day as we see a few hit-and-miss scattered showers trying to come back on Friday. But that feature coming out of the upper Midwest dissipates as it tries to cross the Great Lakes. So I'm going to say only 30% coverage of scattered rain showers on Friday, and they're mostly going to be well north and well south in Michigan. For the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, we are dry for Saturday. Sunday features some moisture trying to come up from the south. That's going to hit Michigan for Sunday afternoon and evening, and then a reinforcing shot of rain for Monday into next Tuesday morning. All in, all done. From Sunday afternoon forward, I think we can pick up anywhere from a quarter to 1 inch of precipitation. The high end of the range depends on thunderstorms. Dry for next Tuesday afternoon, dry for next Wednesday, dry for Thursday, dry for Friday. There you go. 4 days back to back. Rain showers coming back to start the Memorial Day weekend. Saturday the 23rd. Hit and miss showers the 24th. And we've got them for a large part of the 25th as well. But we are warm. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Improve the construction of your pole barns, riding arenas, and other ag structures with steel roof trusses from Johnny Truss. Steel trusses can be placed 8, 10, or 12 foot on center and sit directly on the post without the use of carrier beams. By using Johnny Truss steel trusses, you'll gain more headroom and storage, improve structural integration, and enjoy faster installation. Plus, steel trusses just plain look fantastic. Johnny Truss, Michigan's exclusive steel truss supplier. Online at johnnytruss.com.
Gains across the board for the grain markets Monday. Here with more is Andy Eubank and John Zanker with Farmers Keeper Financial. They spoke at the close of trade Monday.
A day before the USDA May supply and demand update, John, the markets starting a new week were very strong throughout, led by Chicago wheat futures. So let's talk about the strength. Was it in some part, anyway, positioning for that report?
I think there could be a little of that, but typically this report doesn't have a whole lot of interest now. This will be the first time that they project ending carryout for the new crop year. So maybe some positioning there, but I don't think that's got a whole lot to do with what happened in wheat. Probably not a whole lot to do with corn. And soybeans, I'd be more inclined to maybe see a little bit of a bearish number there.
So once again, headlines driving the markets. And we saw, of course, a lot of that last week. We'll probably see a lot of that this week. And those headlines may extend or likely will extend to the president's trip to see President Xi in China.
Well, and that's still huge. And I think there's still some premium in this market, in the soybean market, and a little bit in the corn market. I think probably something decent will come out of that meeting. But what I'm skeptical of is that the Chinese will commit to buying very little, if any, old crop soybeans. They don't need them. They'll be fine without any bushels from us until December 1st or later, like they were this past year.
John Zanker with Farmers Keeper Financial. Settlements from Monday, July corn up 4 at 475 and a quarter. September also 4 higher, 481 and 3 quarters. July soybeans gaining a nickel at 1213. August beans 5 and a quarter higher, 1208. And July wheat climbing 15 cents to 634. June live cattle up 50 cents at $249.40, and June lean hogs $1.60 higher at $100.22. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.